Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast platforms. And yada, 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 Grady Dick is here. Hey, man.
What's going on?
How are you, bro?
I'm great. Great to, you know, be out here competing again, so it's been good.
Yes, sir. So tell me, what is your favorite Mary J. Blige song?
Mr. Wrong. Mr. Wrong with Drake.
Mr. Wrong?
Yeah, her and Drake did a little collab. So.
Yeah. My favorite is another collab she did with Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
You're all I need.
Sing that?
You know that?
Yeah. Yeah? I know it now. Now she sing it.
Why Mary J. Blige, of all people?
It's just good vibes. And, I mean, my music taste is really diverse with, I think it's really versatile with, you know, rap, her stuff, you know, R&B and, a lot of, what's it called? Oh my goodness. What's the genre called?
I can help you, but I want you to get it. Yeah, get it. I want you to get it.
I say this every time I talk. Reggae.
There we go. I knew you were going to get it.
Reggae.
Yeah. You're cool under pressure, so I knew you were going to figure it out. Because you're like that. Tell me, what is the most Wichita, Kansas thing about you?
Probably. So Wichita and Kansas City are kind of like the two cities.
Okay.
But when you kind of drive out, then it's more of the country type thing everyone thinks about.
So I guess more Wichita.
I like fishing.
Then. Yes, fishing.
I like fishing a lot. That's my favorite thing to do.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, I like to say so, yeah.
Yeah. What does the name Connor Frankamp mean to you?
Inspirational. For me, that's kind of the first thing that comes to mind, just because he was the player that I looked up to when I was kind of going through Wichita, you know, Kansas basketball, and him being one of the top high school guys and then going into college, but the best shooter I've ever seen and worked out with.
Yeah.
And I remember going to work out with him and his dad, and it was just really inspiring to kind of push me where I wanted to be as a shooter.
Man, his pull-up jumper is nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's versatile. Mm-hmm. He's got some wiggle to him, and then all of a sudden he's vaulting up mm-hmm. on balance, hitting shots.
Yeah.
It's very impressive stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
He's kind of crafty, too.
Yeah.
And actually, your pull-up is very nice, too. I mean, you know better than anyone that teams are going to run you off the line, mm-hmm. and that one dribble into your pull-up, it's got to be on point. Yeah. So what point did you realize that you're training, when you're doing your drills, it's got to be game speed?
Really from the get-go, because – I mean, it's one of those things where my father and, you know, mother instilled in me that anything that I do, whether it be basketball, you know, on the court, off the court, which is, you know, simple stuff in life, that I go and put 110% in. So it's kind of, you know, I couldn't do anything other than that when I practice. So it's kind of a thing I was taught at an early age.
What Stranger Things character do you relate to the most? Is it Dustin?
No.
No?
I mean, his humor. I like his humor. Probably Steve.
Steve Harrington?
I feel like if I was in the movie, I'd probably be a Steve.
The hero, the suave character.
Yeah, the cool, the underrated one.
Underrated, the hero.
He has to take care of the kids. Yeah, no one really thanks him and all that stuff. So, but
yeah. I'm Dustin.
I'm Dustin.
Who's the Billy in your life? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. There's no.
Oh, the Billy?
The Billy.
I don't know. Billy's God.
Don't. I don't want to do that to you. It's okay. I saw a video where you were like, oh, they got the Lay's ketchup chips. That's amazing. So yeah. Is that your favorite chip or is it Hot Cheetos?
Ooh, I like Hot Cheetos a lot, but I think I was pretty excited about the Lay's just because we don't have it in,
yeah.
I mean, in the U.S. really. So
that is my favorite chip.
You like the Lay's, ketchup?
Yeah, that's my, and Miss Vicky's jalapeno. I like a little spice. Yeah. Can you handle
like
spicy crunch? Food?
Yeah, I love spicy food, but I got to have a lot of drinks with it.
Yeah. Like, but you'll put your stomach through it just to make sure you get that.
You know,
spicy.
It tastes good. I love it.
Yeah.
The Hot Cheetos I'm so used to, like, it's not really spicy anymore to me.
Yeah. So when you were drafted, Bill Self did a media availability, and he had mentioned, I asked him actually, I'm like, how are ways in which you use Grady, especially as a dribbler and dribble handoffs and things like that? And he said, we use him a lot with the pinch post action. So from your perspective, so people can understand it, what was your role in that action? And how was it a good fit for you?
Just learning how to move with and without the ball, really, because it's one of those things where if you throw it in, so in my case, say I'm at like the along the wing and I throw that in, I have the best view of where I can go, because I mean, if I throw it into the post, you know, I have the best view of if I want to come off of him, if I want to back cut, because the defender's on me and he's not seeing the ball. So if I have you and the ball in the rim, then it's kind of a big advantage for me to pick each side. So kind of really just do what's based on the defense and use that to my advantage and try to get easy bucket or get my guy easy bucket.
As a shooter, are there certain actions outside of pinch post, I guess? Are there certain actions that you like more than others?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, but I feel like one that kind of comes to mind is just a little down screen, stuff like that, where I have decisions too to based off the defense, where I can kind of pick and choose what I want to do. If you know the down screen comes, and I'm reading the defense, if he's on my hip, then I'm coming all the way across and taking a shot. But if he kind of cheats it and doesn't let me shoot a three, then I can back cut and then use my versatility at the rim to maybe catch a lob. So
you do love catching lobs. You're very good at it. Got to give you credit for that one. So have you had a unique Canadian experience yet? Something that made you feel a little bit more Canadian thus far? Did you get in touch with your Canadian heritage in the early process?
I don't know.
Like, I know you went for a little tour.
I was at the gas station, like, getting some snacks, and then I was using money, and then it got exchanged to the other currency. So now I have some of that blue money.
The funny money?
Yeah.
All the colors?
The funny
money. We call it funny money.
Really?
As a joke, because we know it looks like Monopoly money. Yeah. Monopoly money, that's another way we phrase it.
I got funny money in my wallet right now, so that definitely changed.
I'm going to show you a video of CJ Miles talking about you. Now, we talked about it beforehand. Shooter, 17-year vet, do a podcast with him. Strictly Hoops on Yahoo Sports Canada. Check it out. And I got him to do a scouting report on your game.
Okay.
On his catch and shoot, he seems to be prepared. He's got good feet, good hands. A lot of stuff I've seen on him, he doesn't have a big dip in situations where he can get his shot off quick. He has the ability to get his shot off in tight spaces even quicker, too. Got good size, length, much more athletic than I think he's given credit for. Like, it might not be so much a 40-inch vert, but it's 30-something, and he can get, and he's acrobatic enough to do finishes, which means that you can get him in some moving shooting stuff because he's got good athleticism to catch on the run, put brakes on, good feet, things like that. But I think the biggest thing is just him understanding. Like, he's got good stuff in his triple thread. He understands his space. He understands where he can get to.
Thoughts on that? Again, a 17-year vet is saying that about you.
That's crazy. No, I really appreciate it. Thank you, CJ. But, no, I agree. I respect it a lot because that's a lot of stuff I take pride in with the non-dipping, what he said at the start, with my shooting. And I try to keep a high release, and I've kind of kept that in my mechanics that I've been working on since I was a little kid. So I appreciate, you know, a vet like that seeing that. And I think another big thing I respect about that was kind of the head on my shoulders he was talking about a little at the end of just understanding what I can and cannot do, and just what I can bring to a team. So that's really what I take pride in. So it's cool seeing a guy like that see that.
And now another thing he mentioned, too, is that I asked him, like, if you were to be working with great.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What are the things you're attacking? He's like, your feet. Mm-hmm. Always with shooters, first thing I do is I address the feet, because the more ways we can use you, the more ways you're a threat, the more ways we can expose the other team.
You know, it's huge. It's super important to have, you know, that footwork, because that's kind of the foundation of any player, not whether you can shoot or can't, or you're a, you know, kind of a slasher. It's always that footwork that comes first. And fortunately in my game, that I have my mechanics down, that I've talked about how I take pride in, I have the high release already down, so I can take a lot of that time in practice with guys like that, or just these coaches out here, where I can really focus on my feet and, you know, kind of combine the two and use that to my advantage.
Where does your court sense come from? Because as CJ said, you know, you're not just going to be a shooter in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like that gravity you have as a shooter is probably, you know, one of the reasons why you pop as a prospect. Mm-hmm. But I think the Raptors, and Bobby mentioned this too, is that, you know, your rebounding, your timing on your cuts, your feel for the game is really solid. So yeah. Where does that come from? Is it just reps, or is that something that you have gone out of your way to emphasize and understand?
I think it's just the effort and the mentality I was talking about earlier of giving everything 110%. Because, I mean, when you go out there and you show that effort and you don't give up on any plays and good things happen, just like those rebounds where I can kind of tip them out or get the rebound, it's just the effort that goes into going and just getting it and not kind of giving up on a play. And then really just comes with playing. I mean, I've been, like I said, playing since I was a little kid. So it's one of those things that just the live reads really help, you know, kind of transition into the IQ stuff.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets about your outfit on draft day? Any regrets?
Not at all. No? I kept talking about it. I mean, I'm gonna wear that suit one time in my life. I might as well go out and be the talk of the night for a little. So, you know, I like it. I like the little attention with the funny fashion, but no, not at all.
Good for you, bro. Yeah. You see, I think, like, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's a correlation with the fact that you are willing to wear that suit, and also, as I've learned about you, you don't really worry about the last miss with your shooting. Mm-mm. It's just like pushing forward, and it's like an identity thing that you know who you are. Am I reaching here? You can tell me, like, Ahmet, stop. Or is there actually something to that there's like a correlation with your persona?
I guess, yeah. I guess it kind of ties together, just as in the fact that the stuff off the court with, like, just being myself and wearing that kind of goofy suit, I think it's a funny thing to do. But at the same time, I don't, you know, care at all, like, what people think about me. I'm only 19, but I've got to the age where I used to care, like, when I was little, because I had two older brothers and a sister that kind of beat up on me with just teaching me, you know, life stuff and not letting things affect me. But I've kind of gotten to that point where it's, I mean, I'm living my life, and I'm gonna love my life, whatever I do, basketball, off the court, what I do. So I don't really care what, you know, people think about that. And I guess it kind of ties into just a short-term memory on the court, and not letting things affect me. Just like, I'm not going to let people affect me. I'm not going to let a missed shot or a bad play affect me, because it's one of those things that in my head I know that if I keep a good body language and a short-term memory and I forget about it, then it's going to just, you know, push me into the next right play.
What's your, when you're in your zone, like, there are games against Baylor, I believe Oklahoma State, where you went for like 6 of 8 from three. Mm. And there was a Texas game, you went 5 of 8. What is that, like, when you're in that groove, what does it feel like?
This is a crazy feeling, because it's one of those things where you're just blocking everything out, and it just feels like the goal is just a huge hole, and you just really feel locked in with everything that's going around you. And I feel like the best test when you're in a zone is Allen Fieldhouse at Kansas. Mm. And that was my first, you know, great test of, if you can get locked in an atmosphere like that, then you can get locked in anywhere. So I did, and I feel like that's what's going to, you know, help in the long run, where I need to get locked in and other arenas and just stuff like that. So
Final few questions for you. Have you stolen any pillows lately? No. I had to ask you. No?
Hey, I was just being a
good
kid.
Does the hotel have to worry about you taking their pillows?
No, not anymore.
I won't tell you, not even anymore. Though it's going to be on YouTube. No. And people are going to find out.
If I did, my parents would know. Yeah, they'd send them right back.
What's the backstory behind that, so people know? Just let them know? Right. Sorry, but it's a funny thing.
Yeah, it was a one-time thing. So okay. I was little. It was like some little baseball tournament. I was out of town in a friend's room, and there were some nice pillows. And so I was at the age where I didn't know if you could take little things back, because you take the shower soap and all that stuff back. So I took just some two pillows, and then my mom was surprised when she saw them, two nice pillows on her new couch, and then wondered where she got them. And I told her, and then her kind of, you know, let me hear. And then my dad packed them up and made me call the hotel and had me send them all the way back. And so I thought I was about to go to jail or something like that.
You probably did. Yeah. Think that, yeah. Shout out Open Gym for that one right there. Two more questions, Phil, and I'll wrap up. Scotty Barnes, how many hugs have you received from him so far?
We haven't officially met yet.
Oh, no.
Yet. But, I mean, we know each other. So, like.
Yeah, you do.
We met, but not, like, since I've been drafted. Okay. So when I got there, I think I saw Pascal and OG, but that was the only couple guys. Because me and Marquise worked out for like a week.
You did,
a couple of days. And then Saw those two dudes, but no, I can tell when I see Scotty next, we'll see.
He's going to hug you. He's going to hug you 3-4 times.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Then a few more hugs after that. Okay. So then with Marquise, what are your thoughts on him? Because we haven't learned too much about him yet. I'm hoping to while I'm at Summer League, but your thoughts on him?
Amazing. You know, amazing player, but even better person. One of those guys that's going to, me and him are going to have a relationship.
Yeah.
Off the court, you know, for our lives now that we're together. So it's one of those things where we start off as rivals, K-State and Kansas, playing against each other in college. And then that's just the thing with basketball. You know, basketball really helps you meet new people, go new places. And that's just kind of shows, you know, right there, you know, turn a rival to a good friend. So it's one of those things that we'll carry on and get to playing soon. So it's exciting.
What's the most revealing or eye-opening thing you've learned from Darko? There was the podium that you did at OVO, and you had said that, you know, there are a couple of things he's showing me where I was like, wow, okay, I haven't thought about that before. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping you now, in this setting with me, you can actually tell us, like, what is, like, those things that you're just like, wow, I haven't thought about that before?
I mean, first of all, it's just amazing being in here and in the open gym kind of like this where we can learn new things as a team. But personally, the thing that I took away that was the biggest our workouts back in Toronto was really the pace of my game, because that's one of the things I told him that I need to work on the most. Coming into a thing, just being consistent with my shooting, but also upgrading just the pace of my game where I can handle the ball and stuff like that. So just different actions where I had not done any of that, you know, in my life, and he puts me that through the first day. And it's just little things like that that they don't seem too big, but it's really the little things that kind of really matter, because you know, I'm trying them out here and it's being effective. So just kind of goes back to that footwork where I can, with the ball, where I can kind of get to new spots and just get to the spots where I shoot high volume. So it's little things like that he kind of puts in the game. So
I know you want to get better at everything right now, but is your ball handling, is that like number 2 or 3 on the list?
I mean, yeah, it's up there because obviously I come across as a shooter, but it's one of those things that opens up part of my game. But I feel like my ball handling is solid right now, but I mean, it's something you can always get better at, and I'm going to get better at here. So,
man, this was very fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Maybe we can share some Lay's chips one day. Right. That would be awesome. I'll get ketchup, obviously.
Yeah, the ketchup ones.
All right. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Talk soon.